GNC, the country's largest dietary supplement retailer, has agreed to institute new testing procedures on its herbal products. The announcement comes today after the New York State Attorney General commissioned a study reporting that a number of retailers, including GNC, were selling herbal supplements that did not contain the ingredients advertised. GNC continues to stand by the quality of its products. Jill Schlesinger of CBS News joins us now with more on this. Hi, Jill.
Good afternoon.
And this agreement impacts all of GNC's stores across the country, not just in New York, where the Attorney General, as we said, had commissioned this study. What is GNC agreeing to do here?
Well, under today's agreement, GNC is going to perform what's called DNA barcoding on the active plant ingredients used in its products. They're also going to implement testing for contamination. They're going to obviously be very clear about their disclosure to consumers. And they're also going to require that all of their ingredients in their products are going to be manufactured in facilities that are compliant with third-party accreditation. As you said, this is nationwide, so 6,000 GNC stores nationwide. And it is the first agreement in the country to require testing standards that actually exceed the current FDA requirements.
And GNC took a number of products off the shelves after that study last month from Attorney General Schneiderman. What happens to those products?
Yeah, that's interesting to me because I was poking around and trying to find out, well, what does happen to those? It looks like those products are going to remain off of the store shelves. That doesn't mean that's a permanent decision, but looks like for now those are off the shelves.
And the bigger question here, not just GNC, but the entire supplement industry, worth tens of billions of dollars a year, by the way, how did all of this news calling into question the ingredients impact the industry?
Yeah, this is kind of fascinating because, you know, there are many critics of this industry who have said that, yes, you know, while there is certainly great proof and anecdotal evidence that the supplement industry can be helpful, it's just not regulated. In fact, we have seen no legislation around this since 1994, when a federal law mandated that supplements carry the names and the amount of every ingredient on their labels. But you know what's weird? It's actually an honor code. It's not like the FDA is overseeing this in a generalized way. And as you said, it's $60 billion industry worldwide with no accountability.
No accountability. And apparently there were some corners being cut or things that were not actually being put into these products that they said were.
Yeah, and I think that that's sort of the scary part because, you know, you can have every knock against the FDA and certainly federal regulations, but you're putting something in your body and you're saying, I'm going to trust you that you're really complying. I don't know. I'm not feeling great about that.
Well, is there going to be a change in federal rules?
I think this is interesting because this deal is likely to encourage the FDA to start reviewing the national standards. And we've got a number of states that maybe were not part of this agreement, like Connecticut and Indiana. Puerto Rico's Secretary of Consumer Affairs are going to form or have formed a coalition to further investigate the business practices of the herbal supplement industry. I think it's going to be interesting. By the way, GNC stock is up this afternoon.
Wow. Jill Schlesinger of CBS News with the latest on the GNC story. Jill, thanks.
Great to be with you.